Track 43.
Basically, there are just five things you need to know about choosing a career. Two of those are things you really shouldn't do. Two of them are things you absolutely have to do. And then the last thing is something only you can do. Okay, let's start with the two things you really shouldn't do. The first sounds very simple, but can actually be very difficult to avoid. You shouldn't let other people decide. Don't choose a career just because your parents or your teachers or your friends want you to do it or think you'd be good at it. Choosing the right career is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever have to make. So don't choose for other people. Choose for yourself. You'll have lots of opportunities to make other people happy, but this one is for you. This is maybe the one time in your life when you need to be totally selfish and choose what feels right for you. Secondly, you shouldn't choose a career just because it's something you're good at. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're good at something and you genuinely love doing it, well, that's great. So go for it. But all too often, I meet people who chose a career in science, for example, just because they were good at science in school. And although they're still good at it, actually, they hate it. So please, don't choose something that you're good at, but that isn't going to make you happy. Now, what about the two things you really have to do? Well, the first one sounds like something from a kung fu movie, but it's true. Before you can choose a career, you need to know yourself. Now, you can go to the Himalayas and spend a couple of years learning martial arts if you like, but there are also a lot of simple, very practical personality tests you can use at home. Tests like Myers-Briggs or Kiersey are not 100% reliable, but they really can help you identify what sort of person you are. You'll find lots of tests online, or you can ask your career advisor for help. The second thing you have to do is to find out what sort of work is available and what it involves. Your personality test results will guide you towards the kind of careers that should suit your profile. Then, you need to find out as much as you can about them, preferably from people who are already working in the sector. Social media sites like Facebook and Google Plus are a great way to contact people who can share their experience.